everybody. We are the three miscreants that are your hosts. I am Panda Bear. I am Sam Oceans. I am joined by the other Sam, the polar bear, Sam Montano, and the not Sam, the tall, slender man of our podcast, the Blitz Bear, Nate Patton, is also here.
Hello.
I'm sorry, everybody. Excuse me. I can't. That was my bad.
One of us was taking a dump like a rhino, and the other ones of us were researching future episodes, so...
And sending GIFs of rhinos pooping.
Yeah, that was good.
It was something, let me tell you.
I'll tell you what, there's not a lot of times I get to pull that GIF out of the archives, but when I do, it comes in handy.
Dude, it was super messed up. I ate some spicy food at work the other night, and like 2 hours later, I had to shit so bad. And you know, I'm freaking crippled right now, so... Everything's like extra effort, and I was, oh god, I've never had to hold it so hard.
You're just hobbling down the hallways.
I was literally scooting so fast, I was a blur on the camera.
Speaking of hell in the hallways, I listened to every trick in the book the other day, because that's the album that introduced me to Ice Nine Kills, and I haven't listened to it very much since the Silver Scream came out, because the Silver Scream is incredible.
Who's Ice Nine Kills?
We only did like 4 episodes on them last year.
You gotta check out this band, Ice Nine Kills. They write songs about horror movies.
Okay.
But yeah, I listened to every trick in the book, which was kind of like their first like album of doing mostly horror stuff. It was like horror literature. But they had like other stuff in there. There was like the story about this plane crash. They did the Diary of Anne Frank in there. And it's such a good album. I kind of... Like, they didn't put anything out this year, so, like, going back and listening to that album, it was like hearing new Ice Nine Kills, even though nothing's come out for a minute. But, man, they just knocked it out of the park with that album.
See, I got into them the album before that, when the Predator Becomes a Prey, which is, like, a standard, like, metalcore, but, like, I liked them then, and then every trick in the book came out, and I'm like, this is it. I have lived.
Their frontman's been trying to make the band a thing for 20 years, and they just kind of blew up in the last couple. But, I mean, he's put in the time, and he's honed his chops, and they are razor sharp now.
I'm curious to see where they go next, though, because I'm like, how long are they going to play that horror? How long are they going to be able to play that horror card?
I don't know, but I really want a song about aliens.
Yes.
And Predator. Preferably
just nobody's confused, it's not aliens in general, just the movie Aliens.
Yeah. Or more specifically the movie Alien, I guess, because that's kind of the real horror movie of the bunch.
Hey, look, he has a marshmallow helmet.
Yeah, I'm going as a marshmallow for Halloween.
I'm actually off on Halloween for a change, but I'm just like, man, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I might come up to Flag and go to a bar with my brother or something.
Dude, that would be sick.
But, I don't know, I might also go to Tucson and see if my cousin's going to trick-or-treat with her kids or not, but they're kind of young, so who knows.
Well, if you come up to Flag, hit me up. I'll be DJing a event as Marshmallow.
Oh, yeah? Oh, bitchin'.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Speaking of events, hey, guys, we're special. We're on a guest list.
That's right. If you, we VIP, ooh, bitches.
Yeah, if you haven't heard our...
For Jane in the Jungle?
Yeah, if you haven't heard our episodes with the band Jane in the Jungle, they are great people, and we are on... We are going to one of their shows. They are opening for a little band called Saving Abel. If you haven't heard them, they have a hit song called Addicted, among other ones. But, yeah, so...
If you haven't heard of them, you're in the wrong podcast.
Yeah, we might get some interviews.
Pretty much.
See myself out, boys.
Yeah,
it was nice. It's been a great 4 years almost with you guys. And
can you? Oh, another milestone we're about to hit. We're about to get 100 episodes, boys.
I'm so surprised we haven't done 100 episodes yet.
I mean, with the Patreon,
that but we, he did the math.
Yeah, with the Patreon, we have.
Oh, with the Patreon, yeah.
I don't count that. So
that's a
Patreon doesn't
like,
count.
I'm sure there's going to be someone listening to this who's like, they've been around for 4 years? It's like, yes, and we had a Patreon.
The last episode of 2022 is going to be episode 100.
Sick.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, what are the odds? That's really cool.
Yeah, so we'll have to figure out.
Even if it's wrong, let's just say that it is.
Yeah, so we'll have to figure out how to blend that in with all our Christmas stuff, but
I still haven't found out if we can do Baratech Radio on the regular podcast.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Who do we call about that to find out?
I mean,
I think if we just do it and find out.
If we talk over the music and like alter it a little bit, I think it's fine. But
if we want to just see what happens, we could try uploading the Emo's Not Dead episode. Because that's my favorite episode of Baratech Radio.
And because Emo isn't dead.
If you want to slam that in for a bonus and like...
Kids, be on the lookout for bonus episode Emo's Not Dead, formerly exclusively on Patreon.
Actually.
Yeah.
You know what we could do? Rather than record one of our November episodes, we could just use that instead.
Excellent. I'm on board.
That way we can record episodes from December. That way we can take our annual break for a month.
I could use a break, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, boys, enough talking shop and Anchor and stuff. What?
And this was just the intro. Yeah,
exactly.
Sorry, our poor listeners.
I was in such a rush to get over here to record this episode that I dropped a can on my toe. And I tell you what, it is. It smarts. It smarts real bad.
What kind of
can? I am in Diet Dr. Pepper, a 16-ouncer. Fell from the top of the fridge and just like the lip on the top side of it, not the bottom, just like collided with my toe, my big toe on my left foot.
Oof.
Which is unfortunate because I already have trouble walking on that leg. Dropping a can on the toes is not going to help.
Is that the leg you injured in your quad accident?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It's the leg that every injury to my leg seems to happen to.
I wish it was my left leg.
Why?
Because that's my weaker leg. I'm having to compensate and it hurts.
That's good. That will make your legs more even. Ever since he got Pepper, he does this. He gets up to go let her out, and then we're doing this weird, like, talking in between thing. It adds character to the podcast, though, I like to think.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's how you get the stronger doses of you and me.
You know what?
Nothing against you guys, it's just I have to time it right so that she doesn't freaking decide to pee on the floor while I'm at work.
Oh no, I'm taking it as a personal offense and you can't convince me otherwise.
What the heck are we talking about tonight, boys?
How personally offended I am by Ocean's getting up and walking away from us.
Oh, shocker, somebody's offended by my personal choices. I'm so shocked. Go on.
Let me tell you, this guy has the audacity to schedule a podcast on a Wednesday, which already does not work best for my man Blitzbear.
This was his
Nathaniel
idea.
Patton.
This was
actually,
his idea.
Nathaniel Patton does not record podcasts on Wednesdays. It's in his contract, Oceans. Look
actually,
it up.
He wanted to do Wednesday. I said
yeah.
Tuesday, and then he
Look
changed
it up.
His mind.
It's in his contract. No
hey,
Wednesdays.
Polar Bear, I got to tell you something. My schedule changed.
Nate, shut up. I'm defending your contract. In his contract, it says no Wednesday.
My writer's changed. My contract's been altered. One of my friend who was the reason I couldn't do things on Wednesday, his schedule changed. So now I can do Wednesday to so I'm in this sexless marriage with a dude. It sucks that the marriage is sexless, but it's also a good thing because it's a dude.
Yeah, would it be worse if it was?
Yes,
it sexful but with a dude?
It would be, but I would be less. Oh gosh. Anyway,
I mean, it truly depends the fulfillment of it. Do you feel that you would be the bottom or the top in that?
You know how? Do you have any friends who you're like low key gay with? Like Polar Bear, I feel like you and I like. Yeah,
one of them is on the podcast with me right now, and it's not Ocean.
Panda Bear has Eddie. Panda Bear and I have been. Oh, Nick.
Yeah, I have like, there's Nate, there's Nick, there's Ed. I'm just gay with everybody. Yeah, it's fine.
You and I have been a little low-key gay with each other. We just go, we don't have gay, we don't have low-key gay sex. We have low-key gay dates. Just dates.
If you shared a red velvet cake muffin with me, then I'm pretty sure that classifies.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Some listeners might be disturbed. What is low-key gay sex? That's like holding hands.
We've never done that. I don't think.
Mate and I have held hands.
We've also shared a bed, but with no like contact other than just being in the same bed. On his.
Yeah, it was 100% hole to hole.
One night before his wedding. To a beautiful woman.
I was gonna say, don't lie. Nate was a little spoon.
Oh no, I have absolutely
actually.
Just, like,
I think
hideous.
Hideous
dragon.
If
breath.
Anyone was a spoon, I was the big spoon, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. I like to feel like I have a jetpack.
It's okay, because polar bear is like a giant scoop of ice cream. It works out great.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. I'm secure enough in who I am to not really have a preference.
Mint chocolate chip, by the way.
I just want to be loved.
I have no idea what we were talking about. I'm so sorry.
Well, I dropped a can of soda on my foot.
Okay. Yeah.
And then Ocean's got
up
and walked away.
Oh, you were defending
the
honor of my contract. Yeah. Yes, my husband friend has changed his schedule, so now Wednesdays don't. We're Wednesday's no longer date night. God, I'm lonely. I miss women.
Yeah, he cut out so hard, and all I got was God, I'm lonely.
To let you all know, though, none of us have a contract. Not one of us is getting paid for this podcast, which I know is a shocker to you. All three of us have day
That's
jobs.
That's not true. Anchor pays us $15 every 1,000 times their ad plays.
Yeah, so, we probably have $15.
Okay, that's fair.
If you want to support the podcast, hit backwards 15 seconds twice every time an ad plays.
Or just like, you know what, just... Go to Goodwill, find an oldest laptop you can that will play Spotify, and put our show on repeat and just let it run with the sound off. So you don't have to listen to it. It just like will perpetually play our
I wonder
podcast.
How long it would take you to get through all of our stuff if you just played it.
I don't
back
know.
To
we're
back.
We're at like 94 episodes, 95 episodes. So.
Do you guys want to do pet peeves? We did an episode on pet peeves like all the way back in season one, but it's been a while.
Absolutely.
Someone said something. Oh, you were offended that he let Pepper out, and I was like, at that moment, a whole like 10 minutes ago, I was like, we should do the episode on pet peeves.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it ties.
Okay, well, let me start over again because that's not actually a pet peeve. I was just doing a bit.
It's nice though. That ties into what I was gonna bring. What is with all these freaking old shows getting reboots and then having shitty ass reboots? Like,
because there are no original ideas and they just want to milk those cash cows.
The new trailer to the new Scooby Doo reboot Velma show.
I did not. I have no idea what you're talking about.
But at least Judy Jetson's still white.
What are you talking about?
Oh,
I'm curious
Oceans.
Now.
There's some horrible things on the internet you need to see.
Agreed.
I mean,
yeah. That's a line from it, actually. That's a legit line from that.
How do you
trailer.
Feel about a show where.
Nate, don't say anything to him.
Yeah,
just let him
know.
Go watch the trailer.
I don't know where to go with this.
What is it even called?
Just look up Scooby-Doo Reboot.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. It's funny, though, because they, like... You can tell that...
Hold on, I have it, Oceans. Don't look it up. I'll send it to you.
You can tell the writing's going to be horrible because they headed off at the pass by, like, just saying what they think all of the criticism is going to be.
Oh, my God. No, stop it.
Yeah, if you don't know, dear listener, yeah, it doesn't look good. They're rebooting Scooby-Doo, and it It looks pretty bad. My problem with it isn't that they're race swapping a bunch of characters, even though it's kind of racist to make the stoner black. I feel like that's not a good
agreed
look. My problem with it is that
it's a little,
well,
yeah.
They in the trailer, they like, she says something about how everything's better when it never changes. And it's like, I don't really have a problem with you like trying to put a new spin on it. The thing is, if you want to do this show and make it your own, go make your own show. Stop taking, like, it just is so abundantly clear that you have no creativity and you're just out of ideas, mm-hmm. in my opinion. I'm like, don't, Scooby-Doo doesn't need a rebrand. Like,
can I just say that I hate the animation style.
Yeah, it looks
that like everybody is like falling into this just like, Rick and Morty was so good, everything should look like Rick and Morty now.
I love Rick and Morty. I've seen every episode. It's not that great. Like, this is coming from someone who's a fan. I've seen every episode. It's not as good as you think it is.
I can't watch Morty stutter through every line he has.
That is
Rick. I don't know if we should be doing this.
Rick.
Shut up, Morty. Say a full sentence or don't say anything.
Man, you know, Rick stutters a lot himself, you know.
I know. Every character in that show stutters.
That's what I like about it, though, is because they talk like real people do instead of like all this pretty like TV stuff. That is one of the better points of the show, I think. But I could see how it would be annoying if it bothers you.
But everyone in real life doesn't stutter.
Well, everyone named Blitz does.
Okay,
that's fair.
Just ask Panda.
Every character. No, there's three exceptions. Beth, Jerry, and Summer don't stutter. Everyone else.
Have you noticed that the only like through line in Rick
thousands.
And Morty is Beth and Jerry's relationship? That's the only like connecting plot point in the entire show.
Oh my gosh, yeah, Jerry sucks.
He does, but I want him not to. I am rooting for them. I believe in their marriage.
Bro, the only time Jerry doesn't suck is when they go and like the world ends and he's like the sole survivor. I don't remember what episode it is, but it's... Yeah, Jerry's terrible. But just, like, every character stutters. Even the aliens who barely speak English stutter. I think there's a robot character when Rick's trying to find out the sandwich thing. I think one of the robots stutters.
I don't recall. I know what one of Ocean's pet peeves is, though.
It just infuriates me.
Is when I say, He hates that.
I don't care about that. It's a natural, like...
You don't edit the show,
like,
Montana.
I say, like... Huh?
You don't edit the show.
I don't care.
I leave them in when I do it. It doesn't bother me.
I leave Blitz Bear's ums in. I also leave all the things that annoy me about how you talk in, too. I think when you stack them on top of each other, like, they compound to become funny.
I hope that's true.
Sometimes
it does to me, but I might have a weird sense of humor.
For all of our sakes. I don't even notice it when I'm editing like all of my ums and likes.
I think when you're editing a show that your voice is in, you don't really notice.
Just don't listen to that part because I hate the sound of my own voice. Except for I really... Some people think it's weird that I listen to our own podcast and I'm like, well, I don't remember any of the stuff we talk about.
No, some of the episodes I'll go back and I'll be shitting my pants laughing. Like, I don't remember this.
Right. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Well, here's the deal about the podcast is this is just like, this is where I come to dump out all of my stupid ideas.
We are the core audience.
You need to
We're like comedians going to their own show to make themselves laugh.
Yeah, we're just happy that you showed up too. There's four people in attendance.
Do you guys need to come dump your bad ideas? Come dump your bad ideas. We like getting dumped on, so give us your bad ideas.
True. Check us out on socials. We're very available. I say that.
Yeah, throw me a bad idea, and I'll probably find a way to do it. You guys want to talk about something real quick that's not pet peeves?
No. but sure.
Okay.
Oh.
No, Blitz said no. Blitz is king of the podcast, so.
No, as king of the podcast, because I won season 3, you must talk about it.
I'm trying to be a good peasant to you.
I won season 3 and then decided that we weren't going to be a game show anymore. But if you like game shows.
I know, it's a grand conspiracy by the king of the podcast over here.
I think we all would have done that.
I didn't want to win because I knew that Oceans would be butthurt about it.
I wanted Oceans to win by half a point.
He was close,
so
too.
Bad.
He was close.
Oh my gosh. Do you know how many games I threw so that Oceans could almost win by half a point? Like 2.
I hate you so much. I hate you guys so much.
I was actually rooting for you.
I never had a prayer. And no.
Oceans, everyone in the podcast was on your side. Even Amy wanted you to win.
That's not true. You were close. I squeaked by in the last
Yeah, because
episode,
it was rigged
like.
To make it that way.
That's not true. I don't remember.
I won like one game the entire year, and then somehow I was in it at the end.
there's just no way that's true. Because I remember like.
Yeah, there's no. If anything, Oceans, because I think I hosted, like I did all the questions. I wasn't even part of the last game. I think it was just between you two. And I rigged it. I would have rigged it towards you if I was going to rig it one way or the other.
I thought you just said you tried to throw the game. You did. Hmm.
Yeah, I tried to rig it for you. I mean, actually, odds are when I was hosting, I don't believe in.
He tried to rig it, and
I'm pretty,
I still
I'm pretty
couldn't.
Fair.
He tried to rig it, and
I'm
I still
pretty,
couldn't do
pretty
it right.
Fair.
The king of the podcast says, "Listeners, go back and listen to episode or to season 3." We should probably do the same since we don't remember any of it. And Polar Bear, say what you were going to say. That's an order from your king.
Oh. So you know how every episode we talk about social media, and I say social media is a cancer.
Yes.
But then I like have Facebook and Instagram and all those on my phone.
I don't know if that actually happens every episode, but it is all true.
Yeah, I mean every episode that we talk about social media, I say it. But I finally did it and deleted all of them off my phone. The only thing I have is Messenger, and that's because people get a hold of me through Facebook every now and again.
Very good. I support it.
I tell you what, it's been weird because I never noticed how much I just pull my phone out to look at social media until you pull your phone out, open it, and you
gosh.
Don't have anything to look at on your phone anymore.
The entire August, I was off the grid. After I got used to not having all the input, I would still find myself like opening, like every day I would open Instagram. And the minute I opened it, I would like double click my thumbprint because I still had an iPhone 8 at the time. And I would kill the app right away when I realized what I was doing. But I was like, it's just like muscle memory now to just open Instagram. Like my body does it without me telling it to.
I'm like realizing, like I'll be at a job and I'll be bored for a second. Like today I was waiting for filler glue to dry. And I like pull my phone out. And I was like, wait, there's things I can be doing. Why do I have my phone out? And I was like, oh, I was trying to go on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
But I took everything off my phone because I'm trying to like reprogram myself to stop using Instagram, Facebook, and everything for like recreational use on my phone. I'm hoping that in like 3 months I can put it back on my phone in the new year, in January. I can put it back on my phone, but only to use it as like I post things on there for the business or no, just for the business, yeah.
Why is this with all these good shows getting shitty ass reboots? Like How I Met Your Mother, got How I Met Your Father, and I'm like I watched the whole thing and went, "Oh my god, it's just repetitive and they just switched the roles."
The best part of that show was Josh Beck and yeah, she spoiler alert, she dumps him. So
Hilary Duff is a
whore.
Dumped
the best part of the show. No, Hilary Duff is fine. Her character just kind of sucks.
I'll tell you exactly what it is because I think about this often.
Nobody has any creative ideas? Yeah.
Yes. That's it. Everyone in Hollywood right now is there because they either have the right genitals or because they know people who got them the job, and no one is getting picked based off merit. And if they are getting picked based off merit, which I think is in the rare occasions, it's not because of creativity.
Well, here's a big problem too, is nobody wants to take a chance.
Nope.
Yeah.
Like Tropic Thunder, you couldn't make Tropic Thunder now.
Nope.
Oh, the
people,
the backlash you'd get from Tropic Thunder.
People talk about Robert Downey Jr. like he's in that movie, like he was doing blackface. Robert Downey Jr. was not doing blackface. He was doing a character who was doing blackface. It's different. It's mocking the act in and of itself. It's not like Tropic Thunder is going like, hey, look, this is great. Everyone should do blackface. They're like mocking it. And it's hilarious.
Here's my feeling on that. Macro comedy is now dead. Like, all these comedians out here, like, they do their shows, and they have to quantify themselves. Like, the small town murder guys, they do their show, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, but you know, we're fine with the gays. Lesbians love us. Shut up. Just make the offensive joke. Because here's the thing. You were just kidding. Like, that's what it is. Comedy should be something that, like, it should wrestle your jimmies, but, like, you laugh about it because you're like, yeah, that's pretty true.
Don't worry. On Bear Attack, we might not be the funniest podcast, but we do hate the gays. It was just a joke, you guys. Come on.
And just like that, comedy. Oh my god.
It wasn't a very funny joke. But it was just a joke.
Oh man, I hope none of the three of us have run for office, because we ain't gonna make it very far.
Fuck, I hope we all do, and then we all make it as one entity. I think
If I was gonna run for president, I would take Nathaniel, I would put you as vice president.
Awesome.
And Oceans. I think I would create a new position to where you would be like, like head bear in charge of the cabinet or something.
Like secretary. You need somebody to plan all your shit. Staff secretary or staff.
Well, because here's the thing.
Chief of staff. That's a job.
No, I can't.
Is that what chief of staff does?
Yeah, that's what the chief of staff does.
Okay, then Oceans, you'd be my chief of staff.
Actually, Oceans would actually.
Because if you've been listening.
Like, all humor aside, Oceans probably wouldn't be too bad at that job. Because that's literally what he does for the podcast.
From editing. The logistics of the podcast. Nate and I are like these crazy limited attention span nuts that are hard to get into a scheduled place at the same time. Just like tonight. I was here early. Mm-hmm. I was online early. I was first here. And Nate, who's usually first on, was just like,
"Oh, I."
His stomach said, "I gotta let this one fly."
I've
also the logistics of that.
I've been the latecomer of late, and I bear full responsibility and pledge to do better.
It's better than coming early.
Rehab. That's true. I'm practicing.
Hold on. Okay.
So, Nate, I have a question for you about your marriage. Hopefully.
Nate, I have a question for you about your home that I'm going to ask in just a second, but I want to finish that first thought.
Mm.
But yeah, so Nate and I are not good at like scheduling ourselves and being part of this. In fact, this podcast that's going for almost 4 years now, the only reason it made it out of month one was because Oceans is here putting it together. So, if you enjoy the podcast and you see Oceans in the real world, which you should know what he looks like because he's in the Instagram, the YouTube videos, and don't we record these us talking?
No.
To post them places?
On rare occasions. I think that
on
we did.
On rare occasions. When we did with Jared, with Helios, and then we did with Jane in the Jungle. And yes. Jane in the Jungle, yeah. Because they had premium and they were broadcast fools.
If you haven't heard Heliocentric or Jane in the Jungle, please go check them out. And if you like them, spin them on repeat, because they're super cool people.
I know. I need Heliocentric to put out the new
cool
album.
Cool people and great musicians.
I want them back.
And they probably don't mind the gays.
I'm pretty sure Jane in the Jungle doesn't, but...
So there you go.
Yeah, so Ocean's chief of staff, because you would be really good at that job. Nate, vice president, because I know that you would be fine doing the job.
Thanks. The job that's essentially nothing.
Speaking of logistical issues.
Yeah, and...
Just being horrible enough to keep someone from assassinating you.
Because I barely see you in person as it is, because you live in a different town. So if you're my VP, sure, we'd never be allowed in the same space at the same time anyways.
There's just one problem with your plan.
Because logistically, you would never get president because, don't lie enough, and B, you're fat. Fat people don't become president.
Howard Taft would like a word with you. Here's what's wrong with Polar Bear's plan. A, B, all the way to freaking Z. A, I'm the king of bear attack. B, I'm the king of bear attack. And so on and so forth. So I hate it when people bite their nails.
Sorry, bud. I have a problem.
Do you? I've never noticed with you.
I tend to not... I only do it when I'm bored. And I'm not usually bored when I'm with you, so there's that.
No, one of my coworkers who I'm texting now because he needs a ride to work, who is also a great dungeon master. And no, you can't have him. He's my dungeon master.
Gay? So gay?
That's not a gay thing. That's not a gay thing. Well, I mean, it could be a gay thing.
It totally could be a gay thing.
Now you got me thinking. He bites his nails. And there's like times where I've been like, dude, stop. I can't. The clicking sound that it makes, it drives me up a wall and down the other side. Superman in a single bound. And he's like, I don't like it when my nails get long. And I'm like, that's what nail clippers are for. You're not supposed to bite them off. It's so gross. It drives me crazy.
Have you seen the meme? It's like a fingernail is up by a tooth, and like these two teeth, and it's like, hi guys, I'm the fingernail, what are you? And then the teeth reply, the brain has sent you for modification. the fingernail goes, oh, what? And they say, modification, and they start like chomping on it and stuff, fingernail comes out, and it's all beat up and stuff. And the teeth are just like, modification.
Oh my god.
I hate it. This is why social media is a blight.
No, oh, thanks. I hate it. No, memes are the best thing to come out of the internet.
Sometimes.
I don't know. Videos of cool shit is pretty cool too. Like people
TikTok
giant.
I actually like the internet a lot. I just don't like social media is the problem.
Yeah
True.
The biggest thing is like not having reels and TikTok like to fill up my time when I'm bored.
TikTok is cancer.
It is the worst.
Literal cancer.
Yeah. Oh yeah, TikTok is the worst.
I
hate TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok,
not as much as nail biting, but it's close.
TikTok came up during the pandemic and it took over as the worst social media.
It's
physically
Chinese
possible.
Spyware. It's literally a warfare suite to make Americans dumb. That's literally what it's for.
Oh yeah.
It's to be dumb and uncreative and thirsty.
I noticed. So I think this is one of my unique abilities in this world. I don't know if everyone does this, and I just noticed it only about myself because I'm the only one who thinks inside my brain, but I have this like superpower of being able to like see the trajectory of my life. If I can like take a step back and look at it, and like TikTok, I could only think of like the trendy songs and stuff like that, like whatever the trends were, that's what I could think of. But like I was not having creative ideas of my own. Mm-mm. Which is a problem because sometimes I need creative solutions in my job.
So a few things about TikTok. The algorithm the algorithms for TikTok are different in America than they are in China. In America, TikTok actively penalizes you for making original content unless it becomes a trend. But what really gets you views is just copying a trend. So everything on TikTok is copying what someone else has already done, which is like so bizarre to me. Like, I have some kids in my life who keep showing me the TikToks they made, and they're like, look, I made this. And I'm like, am I supposed to be impressed that you lip synced to this thing that's already been made and you just did the trend the way everyone else is doing the trend? Like, sorry, man. It's not even like old school YouTube, like cringy funny.
No, it's not.
So, but yeah, in China,
there's whole.
In China, it's completely different. It incentivizes creativity and STEM videos. So it's making their people smarter while it's making Americans thirsty and stupid because it's just a bunch of girls like dancing to the same fucking song.
It's like there's whole pages out there that all they do is repost clips from Family Guy.
Yeah.
Without rhyme or reason, just like there's at least some people that are like,
hey, Peter,
using it in sort of like a piratey way where they're just like, we'll take the, however long the clips are, like I think they're a max minute, right?
I don't know. I've never had TikTok.
Whatever the maximum clip size is, they'll do that and they'll post like full movies and full like TV series in just like minute long clips. So you just like swipe through their page and you can watch a whole episode.
Wild.
That is terrible.
And they're making thousands of dollars off this because you're swiping through each and every one of their videos to see this show, right?
Right.
And I applaud that. Like, that's giving something of value worth going through. And it, like, if it annoys you too much, then get off the app and go watch the show for yourself, you lazy.
I mean, it is a creative way to plagiarize something.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's plagiarism for sure. But, I mean, at least it's better than just doing the cringy, stupid dances.
Yeah, yeah.
This is like the debate we were having earlier about like if we can do a radio episode or not without getting penalized. Like, it's the same, except we're trying to like make a creative analysis of these things. But
right.
Yeah, that's the difference, is that the creative part isn't. So we're not just posting the albums and being like, here's a. We're not just like hosting the album.
No.
You know, like that's basically what they're doing, is hosting the shows.
No,
we're not trying to rip off their thing and say that it's our thing. We're giving our opinions because that's what we've boiled down the show to, is this is our opinion and you're gonna listen to it or you're not,
right? And the fucked up
and we're gonna laugh about our opinions,
right? And the fucked up bureaucracy of the whole thing is we'd be the ones to get in trouble. Even though we created something creative and we actually did something like productive out of it.
One last thing on TikTok, lest people think, oh, he's like paranoid. It's like because, you know, China or something like that. But here's the thing is like,
except that it's totally true.
Not only are the algorithms that way, they're like completely different, but TikTok takes everything that you do on your phone. Let me repeat that. I think what you heard is I said a lot of things. It takes everything you do on your phone and sends it to the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, who have concentration camps, are doing ethnic cleansing, and all sorts of other human rights violations. They are like the closest, like, you guys think that a bunch of like Trump supporters are Nazis? No, no, no. The people that own TikTok are those people, and you're sending them all of your data through TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And again, I don't have a TikTok, so.
And now neither does Polar Bear. No. Well, I don't know. Do you still have a TikTok? It's
Weak!
Not on your phone now, though.
It's not. No, I don't have anything on my phone anymore. I have Google Messenger on my, or not Google Messenger. I have Facebook Messenger on my phone still, like I said.
You mean Meta?
Huh?
You mean Meta? It's Meta now.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Stupid. Shut up, Zuckerberg. You made a thing that I hate, and I have to use it because it's a social norm now.
It is. It's one of those things that's like, we don't like it, but it is the best. We haven't been able to keep this one on rails at all. This has been truly the most random episode of Bear Attack.
Exactly, and that's the point. The next couple, we swear, will be slightly more centralized and organized.
I swear absolutely nothing, except that I will be here.
Well, you have a spooky story to tell us, because it is spooky season. All right, if it's not a good Halloween story, though, the king of Bear Attack will be displeased, and you wouldn't like him when he's displeased, because he won't like you when he's displeased.
Well, the king of Bear Attack can suck it. Watch, I beat him at laser tag this weekend.
It's the king of Bear Attack's bedtime. Have we...
Which oceans? That was what I was leading up to talk to you about, and I got distracted earlier. So stick around after we end the episode.
Laser tag this weekend?
Yeah.
All right, boys. Well, on that note, what are we loving?
It's still my birthday.
Exactly. What are we?
That's right. Birthday month.
What are we loving, boys?
Oh, man. I'll tell you what I'm loving. Do you want me to close this out, or do you guys have it? No!
Oh, no, no.
Guys, I'm good.
I'm loving that the dog we're dog sitting goes home a day earlier than I thought she was going to.
Oh, my God.
She's a menace.
I'm happy for you.
She's brought Dito and I closer together.
Oh,
that's good.
That bad. Oh my God.
Yeah, I am thrilled she leaves Sunday instead of Monday.
This is why you can't watch Pepper. It'd be a nightmare for everybody involved.
The dog keeps trying to herd the cat, and the cat's not getting herded quietly, and
At least that dog's not trying to kill a cat like Pepper would.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure my cat could take the dog.
I don't know. I kind of want to let the cat take the dog. That way the dog can stop being a hoe. I just need Pepper to get her ass kicked by a German Shepherd one time, and I think she'll be good. But
oof.
Like a well-trained German Shepherd, where the trainer yells in German and it'll stop doing what it's doing, but...
Nein!
Yeah. Well, that's fun.
Oceans, what are you loving?
I'm loving that there's a bunch of live shows coming up. Like, this past Friday, when this episode comes out, I just went to a show. I saw Lamb of God, Killswitch Engage, Animals as Leaders, and Fit for an Autopsy.
Oh, dude. Who'd you go with?
My brother. I forced him to go with me.
Awesome.
Yeah, this is so weird talking about it before the fact, but he's gonna wheel me around. It's gonna be great.
Oh, you haven't been yet? It hasn't happened yet?
No. Right. When we're recording it hasn't happened yet, but when the episode comes out, it would have already happened.
I'm excited for you.
And then there's other...
It's very meta.
There's the Jane and the Jungle show that we're going to all together, which is fun. And then Trivium is doing a show at Whitechapel, which I might go to by myself. Exactly. I might go to by myself. in December, Ginger's going to be in Phoenix with POD. That's going to be an interesting show.
Oh, wow. A show for sure.
I'd ask you to go, but it's on like a Tuesday, so.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not. Yeah, no, I'm all right. I don't know. I like POD, and Ginger is interesting. But yeah, I can't. I'm not taking Tuesday off for that.
Yeah, and then there's one in Tucson. It's the Trinity of Terror. It's Motionless and White, Ice Nine Kills, and Black Veil Brides, and Treyu, who I like. So, I don't know, I might fork up money and go to that, but we'll see.
Is Treyu opening?
Yeah, Treyu's the opener.
That's weird, because when I saw them, they were the headliner. I mean, right. I, all those bands are bigger than Atreyu for sure, but
Atreyu's been around a lot longer than all those bands, but
Atreyu. I remember when I added them to a playlist on when I was a kid.
Oh yeah, they were like my emo band.
They were not my emo band, but they were definitely a band I put on playlists.
I really like their song, So Others May Live. That's one of the songs I just keep playing this year, even though it didn't come out this year.
I hope that show that Black Veil headlines, because then that way I can see the three bands I want and leave. If Black Veil is like the second band, it's gonna suck. Is gonna have to sit through that garbage fire.
Did I talk about seeing 21 Pilots on the show already?
Nope.
Kind of briefly, but not really.
First of all, I'm loving all things fall and October.
Pumpkin Spice!
Yes. Pumpkin Spice is back, baby!
Yes, sir. Turning on the heater in my room and hot chocolate, and I got a Keurig, so I've been making coffee.
Welcome to the dark side, brother. Welcome to the dark side.
Yes. Thank you. It's good to be here.
I have to go do that as soon as we're done recording.
I'm happy to be let in. I took my sisters, my oldest sister and my youngest sister. And when I say oldest, she's still younger than me. I just want to set the record straight. I am not only the king of the podcast, but of the siblings as well.
The eldest of the sisters.
Yes.
All of them being inferior in age to Nathaniel.
In his family.
The eldest patent girl.
In his family hierarchy, if his king dad were to die, Nate would become King Charles. So there you go.
Yes.
Prince yes. Nate the First.
Yes. Yes. But, I took my sisters with our friends from church, the emo couple, and we saw 21 Pilots, and it was the best show I've ever seen to date. It was a roller coaster. It was like a firework display that went on for 2 hours and had like a grand finale every 15 minutes. And it was also an intimate show, but it was an arena show, and it was like all the people singing together. It was absolutely heavenly. And if you get the chance to see 21 Pilots, $200 a ticket is not a waste of money. I didn't pay that much, but I was like halfway through the show, I was like, I wish I had paid more, because it was so good.
So, yeah, it's
very cool, guys.
I've been to, ironically, that's the venue I work at that he saw that show, but I saw a show at that same venue, which is probably the best show I've ever seen, and that was Iron Maiden. Different show entirely, but like, oh my god, the sets and the that was incredible.
Yeah, because they did like a bunch of theatrical stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They had like a giant inflatable Icarus, and like that Bruce Dickinson is waving fucking swords around, and there's a fucking inflatable plane, and oh my god, it was, and then he's like fighting Eddie in a like a red coat. Oh man, it was great. But
yeah, very cool.
But yeah, so that's what we're dealing with right now. Happy spooky season, fall season, everything warm and spicy season. We're hoping you're enjoying it so far, and it only gets better for you. Despite our pet peeve, please check us out on social media. We will not be trolls for you. We just post like what stuff we like to post, and it's nothing bad. And
we're nice on social media.
Yeah,
we're nice in person too. It's just in the podcast that we're aggressive.
Yeah,
because that's the whole point. It's called Bear Attack for a reason. How would you describe our show? We attack things. Basically, is how I would describe. This is why
the gays.
The Muslims, the Mormons, you name it, we attack it.
I don't think we've properly attacked the Muslims yet.
No, that one scares me.
They'll come back after us.
Yeah.
Maybe in the future.
We attack things that we have knowledge of that we can attack with
fact.
That's
true. Yeah. That's true. I will... Can I tell a Muslim joke?
Go ahead. Yes.
Sure, go ahead.
End it on this. This is great.
So yesterday... This might be a you had to be there, but the three of us, we're in the truck, in a work truck, all in the front seat, like the three stooges, and none of us are especially short men. And, yeah, exactly. And, somehow religion came up, and, if anyone knows me, I'm like a very, like, well, Polar Bear and I are both, like, pretty devout men of faith, but, so I was, you know, kind of like, defending my own a little bit, but my coworker was like, I just don't like any religion that shoves it down your throat. And I was like, no one does. And I was like, I just hate the Muslims. Just as a joke.
Oh my gosh.
And he was like, yeah, they don't so much shove it down your throat as they do detonate it. And our other coworker, he just freaking loses it. He laughed so hard. It was the funniest joke in the world to him for some reason. And I was laughing because of how hard he was laughing. We were all laughing.
That's awesome.
It's also funny because the guy who said it is British, so he said it in his accent.
Oh my gosh.
And it's something you can't say in the UK either.
Yeah,
that's like an actual, like, there's no free, America's one of the only countries in the world that has free speech. You can't make those kinds of jokes in, like, the UK or Canada or Australia, but certainly not in the UK.
I'm going to have to be careful when I go to Ireland then, I guess.
No, you will. They have speech laws. People say it's like, oh, America, other countries have freedom. Australia has freedom. No, they really don't. Not like we do here.
Yeah, here, we have free speech, and the consequences are real, but the consequences are you might get the crap beat out of you for saying the wrong thing in front of the wrong person. In other countries, you say the wrong thing, and you will get, like, fined or go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
It's different.
In some countries, if you're different, you might go to jail for just existing.
Iran, we're looking at you. There's like... protests going on in Iran right now, and I hope they go well. I hope that it changes things for the better. It's kind of
I hope they go well, and I hope that nobody gets hurt while they're going well.
Yeah, that takes balls protesting over there.
Yeah, like you got to believe in that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Full on detonation.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, everybody, if you've enjoyed what we're talking about today, or you've listened to other episodes and you've said, this one was substandard, please wait till the next episode before you unsubscribe. But until then, tell your friends about us. Make sure you hit subscribe if you haven't already. And we'll be back in 2 weeks. Are we bi-weekly?
Mm-hmm, bi-weekly. We're bi.
Yeah, we're bi-weekly.
Yes. We're bi, yep.
So we'll be back in 2 weeks to talk about spooky Halloween things. Okay, thanks, love you, bye! Bear attack!
Peace, love, and prosperity.
Peace, love, and gummy bears. Man, if we ever get successful, we have to have our own thing of gummy bears.